Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin. If you've ever given a website or an application permission to post things to your Twitter stream on your behalf, you've used a hunk of internet plumbing called OAuth. This week on DeveloperWorks, we talk about how WebSphere Application Server can help websites and applications provide those sorts of services. But first, let's look at some of the other new content this week on DeveloperWorks. Don't forget, you can get links to everything you see mentioned here at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. IBM has recently released a study called Cybersecurity for the Next Generation, which documents the growing skills gap in cybersecurity and recaps the guidance it developed after interviewing academic institutions all over the globe. David Jarvis is one of the co-authors of the study, and he was recently interviewed by DeveloperWorks to discuss some of the key guidance and case studies cited in the report. There are many tools and techniques for protecting sensitive information in a database. One tool in the toolbox is to allow database connections only from trusted hosts. Mihail Jacob and Waleed Rajabi have published an article on DeveloperWorks called Restricting Database Connections Using the Connect Proc Database Configuration Parameter. This article shows you how to implement this security control on DB2 for Linux, Unix, and Windows. The article shows you a step-by-step guide for how to use the Connect Proc statement. Rick Gunderson has just launched a new article series on DeveloperWorks. It's called Constructing REST Services with WebSphere Application Server. This article series will walk you through the WebSphere Application Server's implementation of JAX-RS, which is the standard for RESTful web services for Java interfaces. This article series describes the design and implementation of a sample application scenario to help you understand how you can apply JAX-RS to a WebSphere Application Server app. Jeff Hoy joins us this week on DeveloperWorks. He's a senior security architect in IBM Security Systems. Jeff, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. For folks who might not be aware, what exactly is OAuth?
Thank you, Calvin. OAuth is an open standard for delegated authorization, and that's actually a mouthful, and it's also a protocol that is widely misunderstood in a lot of scenarios. So usually when describing OAuth, the easiest scenario to imagine it is kind of the valet key situation. When you go maybe to park for a hotel and give the valet who's picking up your car a valet key, in that case you're giving him a key to your vehicle, but it's kind of limited access to your vehicle. The valet key might have restrictions on the car. For example, it can't open the trunk, or maybe you can only drive 50 miles with the valet key. So that's kind of the background for where OAuth is. In the world of web services, you might have a couple different companies where you want to share data between the two services. Traditionally, and you know, in an insecure world, those services might have asked users for their user ID and password to the other service, in which case they could access the data on your behalf. But really, that's a security problem, right, largely due to the fact that you're giving full security access and administration privileges to a web service that you may or may not fully trust. So the example I like a little bit better in OAuth is kind of the canonical print example and photo sharing on the web. So if you've got a photo sharing service, you might upload your photos there and share them with your friends. But when you want to go print the photos at that point, there's another printing service that you can use as a web service to print them. And the challenge to get the data between your printing service and the photo sharing service is easily solved with OAuth. And it's solved in a way where you don't need to share your password with either of the services. And in fact, you can give limited access, maybe read-only access, or read-only access only to a subset of your photos to the print service so it can go out and print.
Thanks, Jeff. That's a great way of explaining the OAuth so that everybody can understand it. And I understand that WebSphere Application Server has been rolling out support for OAuth in its most recent release. Can you kind of give us an overview about how WebSphere Application Server plays in this world?
Absolutely. In WebSphere, we added OAuth 2.0 service provider support. And this is a capability that really, in the past, has been developed by web services. And it can be a substantial effort to roll your own OAuth 2.0 implementation on the service provider side. Traditionally, in OAuth 2.0, the clients are very easy to implement. Your company, for example, might have a client that you use on your own, or you might have picked up some open source libraries where you use the clients. But being able to do the service provider capability It's really a major enhancement in WebSphere, and similar to enhancements that have been added in the past for things like SAML and LTPA capability, to be able to get you up and running very quickly as an OAuth 2.0 service provider to protect your applications. And this would be important, for example, if you're planning to do an external-facing application where you might put WebSphere as a web service that you want to integrate with other capabilities, or even internally. If you have your integration points where you want to go with business providers, or if you have other services internally, OAuth is an easy way to get up and running and integrated across domains that aren't necessarily federated with using single sign-on.
Yeah, it sounds like a service that's going to save application writers a lot of time and effort developing applications to support OAuth. Now, I understand you have just published a new article on DeveloperWorks called Enabling the OAuth Service Provider on WebSphere Application Server. Tell us a little bit about what people are going to learn in that article.
As you might expect, it can get a little complicated to set up an OAuth 2.0 service provider in WebSphere, largely because there's a large number of configuration parameters. The capability that was added to WebSphere is a full OAuth 2.0 core specification, as well as bearer token support. So if you want to do things on your service provider like public clients, private clients, if you want to add refresh tokens, each of the grant types and flows, there's full capability to do that in WebSphere. But really, you'll have to know what you want for your environment and then be able to go into the configuration to set it up. So what we did in the DeveloperWorks article is go through a quick cookbook on how to get OAuth up and running in WebSphere as a basic service provider. Basically, assuming that you have a simple web application that you want to protect and that you want to take the default settings more or less. So we have five different sections in the article, ranging from what you need for prerequisites, for example, installing WebSphere Application Server, what you need to understand about OAuth, all the way down through how to configure an OAuth service provider, how to enable it in WebSphere. And it's worth mentioning that it's not enabled by default. You need to actually go into WebSphere and enable it as a security measure if you want to set up OAuth. And then the last two sections of OAuth are how to protect your application with OAuth, setting up a client, and finally the validation step, which is mostly important. So once you enable the OAuth service provider on WebSphere, you don't necessarily get any feedback from the server that says, okay, OAuth is up and running. I mean, it'll tell you that, but you won't actually know until you try it out with the client. So we've got steps in there as well, using the curl command line client or using your own OAuth, bring your own client. You can test out the new service provider capabilities.
Thanks, Jeff. That sounds like a great set of reference material for folks. Once again, the article is called Enabling the OAuth Service Provider on WebSphere Application Server. That's all the time we have for this episode. Don't forget to visit us at ibm.com/developerworks/thisweek, and you can get links to Jeff's article and all the other articles you hear mentioned in this episode. We'll see you next week on This Week on DeveloperWorks.